I've always considered myself a huge fan of anything considered geek culture, whether that be TV shows, films, video games, anime, podcasting, anything which would be considered cult, I would say that I had an intermediate to expert knowledge on. But one area that I could confidently say I have no experience with is cosplay. Whether that be due to my lack of skill with a needle and thread, or the idea of putting a style of clothing together a little bit daunting, I can say quite confidently that cosplay is a culture that I've never been able to experience from within. Just to clue those who don't know in, cosplay is the culture of wearing costumes to represent characters of any fandom of things you like. But often, the level to which you want to cosplay a particular character can be ornate and detailed, or simple and put together. So I wanted to tap into the culture of cosplayers and have them tell me what it's like and how they got into it. So tell me how you got into cosplay.
Well, it was a few years ago now. I was just really bored watching the TV and just thinking, that costume looks really good. And it was just a case of, you know, getting on the internet and looking up, where can I get a coat like that?
I don't know how I got into it. It was more, we wanted to go to Comic-Con. You don't have to go to Comic-Con in cosplay, but it seemed like it'd be more fun if we did. And I had four other friends who were going. And it was sort of agreed that we were going to go in cosplay. In the end, only three of us went. But I don't know, but I think I quite like dressing up and putting outfits together. So it comes from that.
I was never allowed to go trick-or-treating. And, you know, a whole big part of trick-or-treating is to dress up. And I loved dressing up. So for me, cosplay was kind of like taking back all those years of never being allowed to celebrate anything to do with Halloween and do them all the time.
I think I started when I was in college about 2009. At the time, I really enjoyed playing video games. I wanted to do character design and illustration. I liked creating things, and I was one of those people who had like 20 different projects going on at the same time, like playing a game while watching TV, while designing character, while attempting to play an instrument. I kind of got bored very, very easily. I also wanted to be an actor and a model, so I think being the designing and performing cosplay sat quite nicely.
How difficult is it to design costumes and put them together?
I like to go for as realistic as possible without obviously buying plates of steel, metal and armour and stuff, because obviously that would be quite impractical for going around a convention. You got to think about what type of materials you want to use. So if it's like a pauldron, like, do you want to make it out of foam? Do you want to make it out of like a plastic mold? How is it going to attach to your costume? So you've got to think about whether it needs riveting or just sewing on, or, you know, there's a range of things. And also the time, like if you have things that you're painting as well, you've got to think about how long it's going to take for each individual part of the costume to be completed.
The costume that I do, it's like pieces, I look for a shirt that has French cuffs, and I'd look for a waistcoat with so many buttons, and trousers that look a bit like this, made of that sort of fabric, or boots that are brogues but can be sort of modified, because I think I got a pair of like tan brogues that I've had to dye with like liquid dye in brown and purple.
Well, seeing as I've only done cosplay like seriously twice, they were both good in their own way. The first one I was really, really authentic. So that was fun to sort of try and put the outfit together and try and look as realistic as possible. Whereas the second one was sort of more a impression of the character rather than a complete carbon copy. So that was fun to try and decide how I would put that second one together, what I would do and how I would, because the second one I was dressed up as an animal. But so I had to sort of anthropomorphize the animal, but still, so people knew who I was, but I could still walk around like a human being.
Like, it's terrible because I shouldn't, but I just throw things together because for me, cosplay isn't, it's fun. For me, it's not serious.
And how have you found the culture of cosplay?
I don't know, because I think now that geek culture is becoming more pervasive, it's not such, you know, sad or pathetic thing to do. So when you say, oh yeah, I'm a cosplayer, even people who never cosplay might go, oh, that's really cool. What kind of characters have you dressed up as? At actual comic conventions, I just generally found it to be very positive. People want to take your picture. People compliment your outfit. Because it's again, because it's becoming very pervasive, people who might not have come before come and they enjoy the atmosphere. Families come, so, you know, parents bring their kids. There'll be groups of teenagers, there'll be older people. So I found it always a very positive experience.
Oh, yeah, no, everyone's really good about it. I mean, my favourite ones are the ones where they really put so much effort into it and you just think, well done.
I think there can be, but when I did go to the expos, I find one or two people that I like and hang out with quite regularly, and then the rest of the people I find quite annoying. But again, that's just me. I think there is definitely a community that you can be a part of, and a majority of it seem quite friendly. And I find that even if you're nearby and you look like you might be part of the group of cosplayers, one or two of the younger ones will come up you and start pretending to attack you, which can be, you know, cute or annoying, depending what you're actually trying to do.
Like, when you go to conventions, the people are always really lovely and friendly. And there are some Facebook groups as well where they are just the loveliest people ever. There are some parts where people are like, they'll sort of have a go at you for not being completely screen accurate or something, but the majority of it is totally happy and lovely.